Hello, everybody. Does God actually communicate with people these days? Stay tuned for more information and let's find our way. By the way, the Bible is full of examples where God communicated with the human race. It starts in the Garden of Eden, where God used to talk with Adam and Eve. Other examples, such as Noah being told to build the ark, probably the first ship that was ever built. God speaks to Moses to free his people from slavery in Egypt. He speaks with Joshua, King David, the prophets, and there are many more examples in the Bible. But what about in our time? Is God still communicating with human beings? Again, there are many examples, but let's just look at one in today's program. In the middle of the night, a pastor living in Chicago was awakened from his sleep. He thought he heard the Holy Spirit tell him to go down to the Chicago train station and preach the gospel. He said to himself, "That's silly. Why would God ask me to do that?" So he rolled over and went back to sleep. Soon after falling asleep, the same thing happened again, which he dismissed, and then he heard for a third time, until finally the pastor gave in, got up, dressed himself, picked up his Bible, and drove to the Chicago train station. When he arrived, to his surprise, no one was there. So despite the absence of people, he remained obedient to what he heard and began to preach a basic gospel message. And wait for it, he even gave an altar call. It seemed that no one was there to him anywhere. He couldn't see anybody, so there was no one to listen to him. But after feeling he had fulfilled his obligation to the Lord, he went home. Years later, that same pastor went to a meeting held by the great evangelist Billy Sunday, who gave his testimony of how he received salvation. He said, "I was down at the Chicago train station, and there was a man preaching the gospel. And even though I couldn't see him, nor did I know where the voice was coming from, he led me to the Lord that night." After his conversion, Billy Sunday reached millions of people with the gospel through his ministry. Let me ask you, is the Lord speaking to you? Is he asking you to do something specific? Are you uncertain as to whether this is the voice of God you're hearing? Sometimes it just requires an act of faith and obedience to know whether you are hearing from God. The Bible says that the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. So, start walking. He will not let you down. My name is Ray Craddock. See you next time on By the Way.